Today, I'm taking time to visit with Michaela Kienitz. Michaela is the CEO of the Boone County Hospital. Michaela, thanks for taking time to visit with us this month.
It's my pleasure, Jim.
All right. We had a board meeting recently, and do we have a new ambulance yet? It's coming in mid-November, right?
It's coming, yes. It was approved for purchase at the meeting, and we're super excited to be getting it.
I know this is, and again, people are saying, well, didn't we just get two new ones? Well, that was a few years ago, actually.
Yeah, it's been about 2 years since we got those, and this is kind of our last old ambulance to replace. And so we're doing trying to work out a process where they are on kind of a continual replacement cycle, and then this will be the last one that's a full ambulance replacement, mm-hmm. and then probably in the next couple of years, we'll start working on just replacing the chassis of all of them in kind of a more of an order than we've had in the past,
sure.
So on a schedule.
At least that's the part that keeps it moving back and forth. Again, what's available? It's you just take the box off it, the ambulance part, or the part in the back, and put it on a new chassis. So,
yeah, the part that really wears out is the engine, and so you know that's kind of a little bit less expensive way for us to keep them new and in really good condition. And so we'll do that after we get this full ambulance, and we'll start that process. And then after we do that for all four of them, then they'll all have to be replaced again. So it's a continuous cycle, but we do want to make sure that we have, you know, good equipment so that we can provide that service.
Well, it's one of those things where nobody's going to really make, well, you can make use of an ambulance that's been retired from the fleet, but it's got several hundred thousand miles on it as a rule. So
yeah, they usually have, you know, a lot of miles on them by the time we retire them. So you're right, several hundred thousand. And, you know, some of the things that people do with them after they're done is kind of interesting. Sometimes they end up going to like a volunteer service or something like that to be used. But, you know, once they get that many miles on them, they start to be costly as far as upkeep and maintenance and those kind of things. So we're just excited to be getting another new one.
Okay. Well, and the fortunate part here was, again, by paying a little bit up front a little earlier and letting them build it and take it to a show, we get it a little bit earlier. Otherwise, we'd have been looking maybe into next year.
Yeah, there's about a two-year wait to get an ambulance, and so it did shorten up our wait time, which was a really good opportunity for us to kind of jump on this and get it earlier. And that's good because we need to get it in here.
Well, let's talk. I know that was just one of the capital things that you had this week, the last board meeting, really. And the other one is doing some basement renovation at one of the clinics. Going to be moving some business office in there or something?
Yeah, so we are doing a renovation to our lower level of the South Clinic. There's actually quite a bit of space down there, and so we started looking at that and wondering how can we utilize this space better, and so we're going to move our business office and our HIM, medical records department, to the lower level of South, and that will allow for us to grow our senior life solutions into HIM. It's right next to it, and so that will allow us to grow into that space and add a second panel. And so anytime that we can use hospital space for patient care, it's better for us cost-wise, and obviously we want to be able to meet our mission and serve more people, and so this is just a really good way to do that.
All right, so that'll be work that'll be going on for a while. Anybody going to the South Clinic, if you're wondering what's happening, that's it. We're making that shift over there. Yeah, and I know that, a lot of people really haven't been. They don't realize, I think, that there might be a basement under there, so.
Yeah, it's actually quite large, and there's some storage space, and then there used to be a full-functioning medical records department down there, so I think it's set up for use, and it should be finished, you know, later December, and so by the new year, we should be really moving along on getting everybody moved and getting that second panel started.
All right. Well, we know that we did not get our final audit report, but I was not surprised. We knew that it might be available, but definitely it's going to be available by the end of the year. But you've already seen a lot of the preliminary information.
Yeah, we've seen the final report, but we just got it right before the board meeting. And so we wanted to make sure our board members had time to, you know, fully review it and things like that. And so we decided to table it until December, but for sure it will be approved at the December meeting.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of the things financially, because I know one of the challenges has been we're still at one operating room, and hopefully here before too long, it's going to be back. The one that was damaged by the water.
Yeah, we had a sprinkler that got broken in one of our ORs in late July, and so that's almost repaired, and so hopefully here in the next couple of days we will reopen that second operating room, and that has really affected us financially. We probably have been affected about $400,000 a month that's down, and so you know, we're really anxious to get that open and going. And you know, it's not just about revenue. One of the downfalls from that is being able to get people in and, mm-hmm. and make sure that they're able to get their surgeries and the schedule that they want to get them and get them locally and that kind of a thing. And so people have been very flexible and we appreciate that. And our providers have worked really hard to make sure that we're able to take care of our C-sections and our OB patients as well as continue to do surgeries mm-hmm. as much as we can with just one OR.
And it obviously puts a little added pressure on your staff, but they've been, they've been working through it. And I know you've got physicians that like to come and do their procedures here. And it, that does have an impact on them, but I'm guessing they're all going, how soon? How soon
yeah,
is it going to be?
We do have a pretty big waiting list right now for people that really just want to get their stuff done here. And so the providers and the patients, you know, have been very patient. And then our staff have been working so hard. And they've, you know, they're such a good team. And they work together to make sure that the scheduling of everything is working out right. And we pay really close attention to, do we have a laboring mom? Is there a potential for a C-section? Okay, we don't. Okay, let's go ahead and do a big OR case. So we've had to do some really creative scheduling and be flexible and work together as a team. And they've just done an amazing job with that, along with our team that's making sure that OR gets fixed and cleaned and all the work it's taken behind the scenes to get that repaired. So
have you run into problems equipment-wise being able to get it? I mean, you know, everybody always talks about delays in getting different pieces of equipment, things like that. Or have we been able to get it delivered in a timely fashion?
You know, we've been able to, in the end, we've been able to get it in a timely fashion, but there were a couple of pieces of equipment, like the anesthesia machines that were on their way, and then they were delayed, but in the end, they ended up coming in a little bit earlier than anticipated, so it worked out, but you do kind of feel that crunch, like, hey, we need something right now, and, well, we can't get you one, and we don't have a rental one for you, and so that did delay us a tiny bit, but I think in the end, everything's kind of coming together at the same time. So it's going to work out pretty good.
At least through September, and we did see the impact of the loss of the one OR. But financially speaking, you did fairly well.
Yeah, September was a really, really big revenue month for us. I think it was our second biggest revenue month in history. So we had some, you know, really busy outpatient areas. I think pharmacy was busy, emergency room, therapy. So it was a really busy month in September. And so, you know, that was exciting, even though we had these other things going mm-hmm. on that were kind of working against that. But being really busy and kind of seeing that uptick, the summer months are always a little bit slower, you know. Mm-hmm. And so seeing that uptick's been really good.
To me, that means more people are getting sick.
Yeah, or doing preventative care, sure. or prepping for the end of the year, or, you know, there's a lot of things. A lot of things it could be, but, you know, we always kind of see that in the fall. People get back to school, and they, you know, they start congregating more, we're indoors more, and so we do see some of that uptick in sickness.
We've had some of that norovirus and stuff going around. I know they sent a few people to the hospital to be hydrated, if nothing else.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we've had that going on, too. I know one thing you always look at, and I saw it on the on your goals, the cash on hand, days cash on hand, down a little bit, but actually holding fairly steady considering everything that's been going on.
Yeah, it is holding fairly steady. I mean, we'd of course like to see it be a little bit more, and we had planned for it to be a little bit more, but then this OR situation happened, and I think that's just part of, you know, healthcare leadership. Things happen, and so you have to be able to bounce back from those things, and I think we're going to see that with our days cash on hand as the year continues. I think it'll be interesting to see where our days are in, you know, a few more months once the OR gets reopened and things really get back in the swing of normal. But yeah, it's holding steady, and I think we saw a little tiny bit of an increase in September, but I'll be excited to see it come back up.
So, well, and one thing that'll happen there is getting Capital Ortho back to doing procedures here, and Dr. Zayed looks like he wants to get going.
Yeah, I think Dr. Zayed's going to start here very early November, and so that'll be nice. I know we have a pretty long wait list of patients waiting to get into ortho here, and so kind of excited to get him started and get his, you know, his routine of being here once a week and get that going. It's been a little bit tough with Dr. Doerman leaving and then our OR being down. And so this will be a really good kind of kickoff to his new practice getting going.
Get the OR open.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and again, he'll be doing a lot of different procedures here. Fortunately, you know, we have others from Capital Ortho. They keep coming as well. And then you got Dr. Paulson. So, and plus our regular surgeons being done, Dr. Seligman. So.
Yeah, and Dr. Erickson does a lot of, you know, foot and ankle surgery and things like that for us too. So with the combination, you know, we have a really good group in covering all the orthopedic needs and like you said, general surgery. So I think that, you know, we'll see a lot of this stuff pick back up.
Oh, sure. Dr. Christensen too. Christensen. Mm-hmm. So he'll be back doing cataract surgery. So.
Mm-hmm.
We've got plenty of things that'll be going on here once it gets started. And I know, like you said, towards the end of the year, this is a lot of time when people are going, I've been putting this off. It's time to do this. Time to go see my doctor. I haven't been there for over a year, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and we see a lot of that towards the end of the year when people are trying to meet their deductibles and get all their stuff, you know, finished up before the year ends.
So we've got all of that going. A couple other things. Let's talk about some of the other operating practices. You mentioned Senior Solutions. We've seen increases there. And part of the survey that was done, community needs, again, mental health services, and this seemed to be a likely area where you could really start to focus on getting an increase in opportunities for people.
Yeah, I think, you know, adding that second panel to Senior Life Solutions is going to really help address some of those needs. And it's interesting because we get a number of folks from Story County as well for that service. They don't have that service there. So that's been really good for us and our growth in that area and just, you know, being able to help folks. And then, like you said, the community health needs assessment really showed mental health as the number one need within our community. And so we are adding a mental health PA to our clinics. Bryles Christensen is his name, and he's going to be starting here in November, and that'll be nice because he's going to rotate through our clinics one day a week in each location, so, you know, he'll be here 4 days a week, and I think that'll really open up access for folks to get that care that they need.
And a lot of it will be, would it be a referral through their family physician? How would it work?
Yes, I think that, you know, you could get a referral. I think they'll also be able to call here and just schedule with him.
Okay. All right. That'll be good. It's been a while since we've had that opportunity for a lot of people. So
I think it's going to be nice to see, too, because he'll have an extra day if we need to grow it a little bit. Just it'll be nice to see and kind of watch how quickly it fills up and what, you know, what comes from that, starting that service. Will there be the opportunity down the road to add another provider? I don't know. It's just something we'll really watch closely to make sure that we're meeting the needs.
Well, I do know that one of the things that come out, you always look for different wins and things like that. You've had had a lot of wins, actually, and people will go, well, what's a win? There are things when it's been successful or you've been recognized for something more than that you would just people would be realize, I guess.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that, you know, in healthcare, we're sort of folks that are trained to find out what's wrong with people. That's sort of what we do. And so we always try to, you know, flip the coin on that and look for the good things that are going on in the organization. It's so easy to focus on negative things. And we always want to try to point out, you know, a lot of the wins that are happening. And there has been a lot of really, really good wins. I think last month, at the board meeting, we reported that our ENT specialists that were coming out here were not going to be coming here anymore. And so one of them, Dr. Morgan, has decided to continue his practice here at Boone County Hospital. So he'll be here two times a month, which was a huge win for us. That's a really hard service to find, and people really like him. And so we're excited to keep Dr. Morgan here. Some of the other things that happened in the month of October was the Iowa Hospital Association had their annual meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And we had three folks that were recognized for graduating from their leadership series. So they have like about a six to eight month series where one day a month you can send your leaders down to Des Moines to the IHA headquarters and they do a different kind of training. Like one month it might be legal, the mm-hmm. next month it might be quality and that kind of a thing. And so they help develop those leadership skills. So we had three folks that did that. Amy Buckman, she's one of the staff in our radiology department, and she's wonderful. So we're really excited to see her finish that. And then Ethan Patterson, our director of rehab services. We know Ethan's been really growing in his role, so that was really good for him. And then Evan Jorgensen, our CIO, he finished that. And they also have an advanced leadership series, which Evan is currently enrolled in this year. Okay. So that'll be kind of good. It's nice to have them come back and educate us on what they've been learning and that kind of a thing. And then, you know, Justin Neely was recognized for being a hospital hero. I think there were about 10 hospital heroes, and he was one of those. And that was, you know, a very exciting opportunity for him, and a really, really nice. And he's very deserving of that. He's done a really nice job here, you know, through some hard times. And so we really appreciate him and all of his efforts.
Well, I know that you did have you were part of the opportunity of people that were meeting. The governor was here, and it was a Boone County Economic Growth or Economic Development roundtable. Mm-hmm. And the governor happened to be here. So an opportunity. I know she spoke highly and heard some compliments. Mary Eli Steins had said she really was impressed with the cooperative working arrangement we have between our entities here. It is all part of building a better Boone, keeping those doors of communication open, and what can we do to help each other. But she did talk about a lot of things, and you had a chance to talk to her about the hospital situation. And again, there are challenges out there for rural health care.
There are, you know, and so when it was my turn to sort of talk about, you know, what we do at Boone County Hospital, I was able to talk about, you know, our partnerships with the city, for one, that we do with our EMS, but I was also able to help illustrate how we use tax dollars and what we do with the money that comes into us. And, you know, we've talked before that we use a lot of those to continue to provide community services that aren't really part of the critical access hospital program. And so that includes things like home health, EMS, and an adult day. And so, you know, kind of circling back to, you know, we just talked about ambulances earlier and the cost of those things and what it costs us to run those services. And I think, you know, we've talked about this before, but we, you know, last year Boone County Hospital lost about $1.5 million just for operating the ambulance service. And so we are committed to doing that, but that's how we help offset that loss, is through those dollars. And so helping her to really understand how we're using the money and what, you know, doing like a very large tax reform or tax cuts, how that would affect us and what that would mean for our community. And so we had some really good discussions, and I felt like she was, you know, very interested and intrigued in our partnership with the city, because really it comes down to being creative and finding creative ways to accomplish these tasks. And so she was complimentary of our organization and of the partnerships that have been cultivated. And then, you know, she talked a lot about what things can we do better, what things can we do to be more efficient. And if we all step back and think about our own businesses, we're doing that every day. Mm-hmm. We're trying to find ways to operate, you know, leaner or do things better with less. And, you know, we're constantly looking at ways to be more efficient. And so I think that she had some really good points, and it was really fun to be part of. And there was a large group of leaders there from our community and folks that we work together with all the time. And so it was actually very fun. And I felt like, you know, she really heard us. She really did listen to what we had to say. I've actually been contacted by her office now a time or two since that meeting with questions about stuff that we talked about.
And that's one of the things you can tell when you've made an impression, when they call you back and say, so how does this work? What did you mean by this? And how would you address that? You know, because they're looking for that information. They want something. Again, property taxes for the hospital. I know you get a lot of dollars in and out. Property taxes are one of those things that allow you to provide a lot of these local services, like you said, with where, again, ambulance service, very important to everybody. I mean, the number of calls are not going down.
No, they're going up. And, you know, also the number of transports are going up. And one of the things I mentioned to her, and we'll talk about this tonight at the Harvest Festival as well, is that there's not ambulance coverage everywhere in Iowa. And so we are helping sometimes to offset some of that gap. And Greene County doesn't always have coverage. And so we're going over there quite a bit and doing transports for them, because at the end of the day, there's a patient that needs help. And so we want to try to help as much as we can. But, you know, that's one of the things that affects our calls and mutual aid and various things. So our call numbers have just continued to climb. And so I think really illustrates how important that service is. And when people call 911, they expect someone to be there. They expect someone to respond. And so, you know, we're committed to that for our citizens. We're committed to making sure that in our county, someone responds when you call 911 from an EMS perspective. And so, you know, it's just one of those things that I was talking with her pretty lengthy about. What are we going to do about the gaps in coverage for EMS in the state of Iowa? It's leading to bad outcomes for people. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're lucky here. And so the tax dollars help offset that.
Well, we know that there's a lot of things that are coming up. You've got a lot of different community things that are going on. You mentioned the Harvest Festival. Recently did the Ladies Night Out event. That was pretty successful. One of the wins you didn't mention in our OB department, they are very good at, again, some of the births going back to vaginal birth after cesarean. That's not easy to do.
It's not, and there's a lot of places that don't do it, but we, there's a kind of a group in Iowa that's sharing some of the statistics around the state, and we are the number two hospital at that, and so that's really exciting to see those wins and that sort of public recognition from other entities recognizing the work that we're doing here on VBACs and various other things. We're part of some other coalitions that we're working on throughout the state. And in one of them, we're the only hospital in Iowa participating in that Team Steps program. And so, you know, we're really excited about those things and really, really proud of our OB department and our OB staff. They just work really hard to make sure that we're doing a good job and giving good quality care. And they've been very busy.
I was going to say.
And they'll be very busy.
I was going to say, that's quite a team you got there.
So. Yeah, they are amazing. And you know, it shows. It shows patients are loving their experience here. I was just recently reading a lot of comments from our patients. And, you know, the common theme through those is my birth plan was followed and respected. And I think that really matters to people. They want to have a say in how their experience goes. And we let them have that. And we give them that opportunity. And so I think it's that word is out. And that's great. I think we have really, really special folks that work in that area.
Got to throw in my last reminders for folks. Flu season, get your shot.
Yes, absolutely.
Cover your cough. Again, all of that. If you're sick, don't go to work, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the other respiratory ones are still out there, too. All the COVID ones are available. So I don't know how many come for clinic vaccinations and stuff like that, but they are available in so many places now.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, vaccination is important, especially getting our flu shots right this time of year, because that stuff's out there. We're starting to see some of that. You see a lot of sickness right now. So protect yourself. Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Cover your cough. And yep. If you're sick, stay home.
That's stay
my
home.
My mom always told me that. So,
your mom's right.
Mom's always right, too.
Yep.
Just so people know, no regular meeting coming up here in November because of the Thanksgiving holiday. And for some reason, they don't like meeting on Thanksgiving Day. I just don't get it. But and then Christmas usually runs about the same way, too. So we'll have an early meeting in December.
Yeah, we'll combine the two meetings. We'll meet on December 4th.
All righty. Thanks so much for visiting with us. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, Jim.